the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Into the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
I feel very unorganized right now. Like, I feel like everything is not in the right spot. It's totally
fine. Well, I have literally nothing.
I know. This podcast might be a mess. It's totally fine. But we're just going to be talking about the Wednesday trailer. Did you put this in your most anticipated of the year?
I think I did.
Okay.
Solely for Catherine.
Yeah. So it's only natural. We got to talk about the trailer.
Mostly because it's not what we thought. And I don't know what I thought.
I think I expected the movie.
Yes.
And that's not what it is at all. Spoiler.
Like, was it even out? Like, the premise out before the trailer? Like, was I supposed to know what we were getting into? Or did I just see Catherine Zeta-Jones' name and feel like, it's fine. Like, this is it.
I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, we had no idea what...
No.
I'm actually still very baffled by it. It's fine. I don't know what it's going to be at this point.
No.
Like,
we have a lot of questions.
A lot. So, I guess we're just going to literally talk about it.
Yeah. So, like, do you want me to read the premise of it? So, like...
Yeah, maybe do that.
So... Wednesday is about the series will be a coming-of-age supernatural mystery comedy focusing on Wednesday Addams and her years as a high school student at Nevermore Academy, where she attempts to master her psychic powers, stop a monstrous killing spree of the town citizens, and solve the supernatural mystery that affected her family 25 years ago, all while navigating her new relationships.
Yeah. It just sounds like a cute little coming-of-age story, not Wednesday Addams.
I was trying to think, like, what it's reminding me of, and is it... I've never seen Umbrella Academy, and I feel like it's giving off that vibe.
I could see that. I'm also getting, like... I don't know if you've seen Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. I'm getting that vibe. It's just, like, a bunch of, like, supernatural kids.
Or
just,
even,
boarding school kind of thing.
This Netflix has another series coming out. It's with Charlize Theron and Kerry Washington. It's like The School for Good and Evil or something like that. It's probably coming out around the
same
time. I feel
like I've heard of this, but I can't place it.
So it sounds like that. And
okay.
I feel like I'm excited, but like I'm also just really freaking nervous.
I feel like I was more excited before the trailer.
But, like, after reading the premise, I'm excited to learn, like, the mystery and, like, what cursed the Addams family rather than what's happening to Wednesday Addams.
On one hand, I'm glad I watched the trailer, but on another hand, I'm like, should I have just, like, avoided it? And then I wouldn't be, like,
hesitant
confused. But I feel like I would have been more upset going into it and not liking it.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. I feel like we just got to keep an open mind with it, which I have.
Yeah, I think, no, I'm still going to watch, like, because I'm just still genuinely curious of, like, what's all going to happen. I'm just also nervous, though. There was a lot in that premise. And it sounds like most of it's going to involve Wednesday, so is Wednesday going to have, like, four different storylines?
Oh, my God. Also, if it's a Netflix series are, like, synonymous with being, like, 10 episodes at most.
Yeah.
So is it just going to be a 10-episode series? Is it going to be longer?
Definitely.
Are they going to be, like, hour and a half long episodes? I don't know. But I feel like you need long episodes or a long season to fit all of this in.
I'm sure it will probably be, like, about hour episodes.
I mean, I trust Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's great. I love his style. I love his movies. But
it's 8 episodes.
Oh, no. Yeah, I really like him. I like his work, but, like, this is not what I was expecting when I heard he was doing a Wednesday.
Yeah, I was definitely thinking, like,
this feels very, like, this sounds stylish. So bad. It feels very CW.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
And it seems,
like, if you told me Rob Berto, Aguirre Sacasa, put his name on this, I'd be like, yeah, Totally. It doesn't feel Tim Burton to me. See, when I hear Tim Burton, I think Beetlejuice and Corpse Bride, like that kind of stuff, where it's very dark and moody, and I kind of get that, but like...
I'm getting more Tim Burton's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's light, but also just has its underlying very dark.
Well, that's just Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in general. That's not Tim Burton.
But Willy Wonka is not that dark. Actually, that's a lie.
Are you talking the Gene version?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's dark.
No, that one's really weird, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm intrigued.
Yes.
I think it'll be very pretty, like, cinematography-wise. I think it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah. And already, it seems bright and colorful, which just to, like, I'm attracted to bright and colorful things. But, like, also, that's not
Adams Family. I guess it kind of gets dark at the ending, but, like...
It does. I say it's not all, like, black. I feel like it's, like, purples and blues and greens, rather than, like, in the beginning of the trailer where it's, like, yellows
it's
and pinks and white. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Should we, before we dive into the trailer, should we talk about the cast, or should we talk about it as we go?
Well, let's just get the cast over with.
Okay, let me pull up a list.
I also need pictures.
Yes, the only ones I actually know by name, and this is probably so bad, I know Jenna Ortega, I know Catherine Zeta-Jones, and I know Gwendolyn Christie, and I did not realize she was in this until I watched the trailer. So,
do I know Gwendolyn Christie?
I know her from Game of Thrones.
Okay, never seen Game of Thrones.
I don't know what you would know her from.
Nothing.
She's in Hunger Games.
I've never seen Hunger Games.
I thought you have.
Nope.
Interesting. Okay, yeah, you won't know her then.
Okay, that's fine. She looks familiar.
Yeah, I feel like you've definitely seen her.
I've seen an episode of not Hunger Games, Game of Thrones. So, like, which one is she?
I forget her name. Brienne of Tarth. She is a knight or something like that.
Okay, great. So I'm just gonna... Is she the shame one? No.
No, she... I know who you're thinking of. It's not her, though. That's Cersei? I think she's in that scene, though.
Okay, I've seen pictures of her.
Yeah. Gonna be real, like, I've already discussed this, I didn't actually finish.
Yes.
So, yeah. I just know that's who she is, and I know she has scenes with the Nicolas guy.
Who's
hot. And was in,
the other woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Do we want to talk about them individually? How do we want
to
do this?
Yeah, I feel like individual is the best way to go.
Okay. So, I guess since we're already on the topic, Gwendolyn Christie, I'm assuming she's playing the headmistress.
Mistress, yeah.
I'm kind of like that.
Yeah.
I feel like she fits. I'm assuming she's the one giving the narration here because she's British, and I'm assuming...
We really thought it was Christine Bransky.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, I kind of always just assume Christine Bransky has an accent. So I think it might be Gwendolyn Christie. Jesus.
Probably.
Which I'm into. I think she'll fit nicely from what we've seen. She has a little Carrie reference.
I feel like she looks dark and like Bransky. She's been on Game of Thrones and Hunger Games, which tend to be darker.
Yeah.
But like... I'm glad that all of them aren't, like, black hair and stuff like that. There's, like, the...
Because, like, you can still be creepy with blonde hair.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking from a blonde Scorpio. Lurch is played by George Bersea. I hope I'm saying that right.
I don't even know who Lurch is.
I know. That name sounds familiar.
Oh, no.
Why can
he's
I not
actually,
think of it?
He is, like, part of the Addams Family.
I was going to say, I know that name, but why can't I place him? I think
he looks like the Frankenstein. He's okay. The tall guy.
Okay. Because, yeah, I'm looking at him and I'm like, who the hell are you supposed to play? And his picture is just, this is the cast picture they have for him.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know who you're supposed to be.
Like, you're...
I don't think he was in the trailer, though.
No, I didn't recognize him in the trailer.
Okay, let's just talk about the people that were in the trailer, then.
Okay, fair.
And by that, I mean, let's just talk about Gormez, Morticia, and Wednesday.
I don't think Pugsley was in the trailer.
I don't think so. I don't even know who's playing Pugsley. There has to be, because that's why she lets the piranhas go.
For some reason, I want to say iguanas.
Let's... Okay, playing Gomez is... I'm so sorry if I mess up this name. Louis Guzman? Probably not how you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't...
He is playing him.
He's playing him. He's doing it.
Oh, wait. This guy looks familiar. He's playing Pugsley. And why does his face look so familiar?
I don't know.
We'll talk about... I'll figure out what his name is. Let's talk about Louis.
So he is in Boogie Nights, which I've seen, and We're the Millers. Journey.
Oh my God, is he the cop?
I think so. So, like, I'm seeing him in this, and I'm just like, this doesn't make a whole lot of sense for you to be in this. It's fine.
No.
It's fine. Yeah, who was he? Mexican cop.
Mexican
yep.
Cop, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's just because we know the Gomez from, yeah, like, the 90s movies that, like, it's just very hard to picture anybody else as him.
It's hard to picture anyone in this cast as someone else.
No, it's so hard. Because, like, I love Catherine, but, like, it is very hard to, like, see someone else playing Morticia when the 90s cast movie was just, like,
perfect.
It was perfect.
Yeah. So, my problem with Gomez is that, like, he just scares me. And, like, that's just, like, I talked about Toni Collette for how many weeks now? Like, her face just scares me.
Alexis'
face just scares
me. Winona Ryder scares you a little
bit. Yes.
So, yes. Yeah.
Please show me the photo that you showed me of Gomez. Because I was like, this is a scary person.
I gotta find it. Hold on.
And I saw a TikTok where I think just the 90s version has, like, got us into this idea that Gomez needs to have sex appeal.
And I'm not getting that vibe. He's
not giving me it. I get people are saying, like, oh, he's matching the comics. And I'm like, okay, like, good, get it. It still
care.
Just doesn't, not fitting for me.
Hang on, I'm just trying to find the right picture because I lost it.
Okay.
I won't be able to find it again. No, I found it.
Like, it's just not cute. It's so scary.
I don't know. I feel like also, like, the wig or whatever they have on him doesn't really fit right. I think no. It's a little too big for his head, and it just doesn't look right. And they got the mustache wrong. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to have a little gap right here, and it doesn't have the little gap.
I think that's really what's on.
Yeah, that's what's throwing me. It's also too thick for Gomez. So
yes.
Also, he is not giving the I am absolutely infatuated with my wife vibe that,
yes,
that my Gomez is giving.
Yes.
Like, hashtag not my Gomez. who played the 90s one? I keep wanting to call him the original. He's not.
I forgot his name.
I know. I'm looking it up.
But, like, when Catherine Zeta-Jones is playing your wife, I
Julia. Julia?
Thank you.
I don't know how to pronounce these names. I'm so sorry. And then Angelica Huston is Morticia Adams.
Queens.
Is it? Yeah. Hmm?
Both. Just incredible.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, no, like when your wife is Catherine Zeta-Jones, like I expect you to like stare at her with googly eyes like I do.
Okay, to be fair, we've only seen like a little tiny clip of him and Morticia, but like I'm not getting the whole, oh my god, I'm absolutely in love with my wife vibe that I really just was expecting. Because, like, even just looking at pictures of the 90s ones, I can see it. I'm like, yeah. Y'all are in love. Mm-hmm. Like, in love. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah. Should we touch on Catherine?
Adam Sandler came out in 91.
Yes.
Was Mermaids 89 then?
Yeah, Mermaids.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, I know Christina did Addams Family after that, but I'm like, I thought Addams Family came out later. Okay.
Well, Values all came out until like 93 or 95.
It came out 93.
Okay.
Oh my god, Penelope, I forgot about that movie. Yikes. Sorry, I'm going to, like, go in deep dive about Christina Ricci's filmography. I forget what she's in. She's in this also. We forgot to mention. Yeah. We have no idea who she is yet. I don't know who she'll be. I don't think it's
confirmed that she is. Or no.
I think it is. I think she confirmed it. She might have confirmed it. Or she's, like, danced around it.
Yeah.
I think she is in it, though. And she's listed in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slightly nervous about her being in this because like I will only be able to see her as Wednesday.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't look much different. Unless they keep her blonde. If they keep her blonde, I'll be able to see it. But like if they give her brown or black hair, I'm like, that's my Wednesday.
Yes. So my two guesses are maybe that she'll play one of the teachers. That's or what I'm thinking. If they're having this whole Addams Family, like, what happened to them in the past, maybe they'll have her as a relative.
I like that. I can deal with that. I think she's just going to be, like, a glorified cameo.
Yes.
But I'm totally fine with that because, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Has she done Tim Burton before? I feel like she has, right?
She feels like someone that should have, but I'm not necessarily.
Okay, yeah, no, she did Sleepy Hollow. That was Tim Burton.
Oh, right.
I mean, take a look at that cast and you know it's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
I like that you can just, like, you can just take a movie and be like, is this Tim Burton? It's like, bring up the cast list. There's going to be, like, one of four people in it. And then you know it's a Tim Burton movie.
Yes.
Like, I'm kind of honestly surprised that Helena Bonham Carter isn't in this, but I guess it's because they're divorced, but it's fine. honestly, I know we've talked about her, but, like, she would fit well, I think.
No, in absolutely. This vibe. Absolutely.
She fits the gothic vibes well. I wouldn't mind her being in this.
No.
Let her play Gomez. okay. Okay, Catherine Zeta-Jones is Morticia.
Wait. I will say, like, yes, Catherine is, like, my god tier.
Yeah.
MILF. Well, one of the god tiers.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, still, like, she's not my Morticia.
No, that's the hard thing, is when you grow up on a certain version of the Addams Family, it's very hard.
It's even, like, I'm the same way with, like, music. If I listen to one version of music, like, that's the version I like.
Yeah.
Like, for, like, when I go see a Broadway show, if I listen to the original Broadway cast recording and I go see the show and it's a different cast, it just sounds, obviously it sounds super different, but, like, I'm so used to the one I've listened to and I already love it that it's hard for me to fall in love with the other one.
Yeah.
So, but I still love you, Catherine. I'm not talking shit about you.
No, Catherine, we love you. We're only watching this for you.
Actually. At this point, yeah. I love that so many people liked. Not so many people, probably like 10 people liked my tweet when I said that.
Everybody's like, oh my god, Jenna Ortega. I'm like, get on Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
I will say, she looks like Morticia. Whereas there are little things about this Gomez that I'm like, that feels off. The mustache and the wig, number one.
Yeah.
I think, like, they got the hair right. They got the dress right. I just wish they would have went heavier on the eye makeup. But maybe that's just... Maybe that's just Angelica Huston's eyes.
Did Angelica have red lipstick on, too? Because I'm also not loving the black on Catherine.
Let me look it up one second. Also, if we don't get a little... The creepy and the kooky. I'm going to be so upset.
If that's not the theme song, I'm going to be upset. The
end. Yeah, no. So Morticia wears red lipstick.
Okay, and Catherine has, like, black on. And I'm like,
yeah.
Honey.
Also, like, this is just, like, more the look I want makeup-wise. Like,
smoky.
Like, very heavy eyes. And, like, Catherine looks fine.
Yeah.
Like, it looks good, but it's just, it's not.
It's not my
she looks like Kat, she looks like Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, like,
she just Angelica.
Her name's Angelica, right?
Yes.
She looks totally different.
Like, you could show me this picture and I'd be like, ah, oh, yeah, Catherine just doing a photo shoot for, like, a magazine.
No, absolutely.
And that's just, like, I feel like, you know, they just could have, with a show like this, you can lean into it. Like, tell me this doesn't look like it would just be in, like, a shoe commercial. Like, she's just doing a press, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I think it's, like, a purple lip.
I forgot about her doing press.
Stop. Stop it right now. Yeah, I'm ready. No, I think they nailed the hair and the dress, but the makeup is just not giving Morticia.
Mm-mm.
However, voice-wise, we've talked about Catherine's voice. She's going to nail this.
Love her voice.
Yeah.
There's still lots of video for speaking you in Welsh daily.
Yeah.
Literally want to learn how to speak Welsh, so, like, when her husband croaked, I can just...
Why didn't they get him to play Gomez? Because that would have been believable chemistry.
But I feel like Gomez has to be. No, Gomez is Spanish.
Okay.
So I'm glad they stuck with that.
That's very true.
He is.
We couldn't have been Stanley Tucci, never mind.
Very true.
I've been campaigning for a Stanley Tucci version. Why does this picture of Catherine give more Morticia vibes than the actual Morticia?
It does.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get so angry by the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she'll do good. Yeah. I don't. We're watching this for her, so she better do good.
She better. Okay. Should we touch on this later? Where I'm nervous that they're not gonna show enough of the, like, other characters besides Lindsay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's just get into, I guess, Jenna as.
Okay, Wednesday. I will admit, I think I was kind of excited to see her as Wednesday when
I haven't been the biggest since fan the beginning. Of her. It's not. Yeah, no, you're right.
But, like, she's good in horror movies, but not portraying a certain character, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because even, like, she did X and she did Scream. And in both of those, she was playing, like, kind of helpless, very innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And so to put her in a dark role, it just doesn't. And she looks too innocent.
Yeah.
Like, she's too cute to be Wednesday. Not that Christina Ricci isn't adorable as a child. But she had that. She just gave that vibe enough.
She served resting best face and, like, at the age of 10. And, like, that's hard to do.
Yeah. She has range. She can go from wearing a little pumpkin on her head and mermaids and, like, dancing around with Cher to freaking being Wednesday Addams.
No,
the pumpkin scene kills me every time also.
So
it's my favorite part. Oh my god, why didn't we get Winona Ryder in this? Like, slightly upset. Tim really let me down with this one. I don't know who she would have played. She could play Gomez.
Oh my god.
Give me a Morticia and Winona Ryder. Love it there.
Oh stop.
It's what I want. It's what I deserve. It's what I deserve. Let her be a headmistress. I'm envisioning. I don't.
Because, okay, so we'll just touch on this now. Christina never smiled when she played Wednesday.
No.
At all. And Jenna is smiling, and it's too really much. Throwing me off. Like, too I don't much. Want her to, like, she could be happy and not show it.
See,
like, we knew whenever Christina's Wednesday, like, did something bad, she was feeling joy, even though she didn't show it. And, like.
Yeah, like, we don't need to see a smile to know that you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be spelled out that hard.
No.
Another thing I'm going to say, I think Jenna will fit well in the Tim Burton universe, but I think she would have been incredible in Corpse Bride. Like, if they did a live action of Corpse Bride, like, I feel like just, like, the eyes and, like, the face,
yeah,
like, she'd be a really good Sally.
Definitely.
So, like, that's what I would have preferred she did instead. We could end up loving her in,
yeah,
as Wednesday. But I've been kind of, like, not into that casting choice from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I think they're really,
I think Jenna's,
make her the new horror girl.
I just, she's fine.
Yeah.
I think there are just
better options.
Better horror icons.
Okay, who would you have cast her? Who would you cast as one side? It's like, I genuinely don't know.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody who's around that age that could fit that well. But I also can't see anybody else as Wednesday, except for Christina, and it's the same with all of them, and I think that makes,
yeah,
it hard. I don't know. I guess we're kind of judging Jenna based off of, like,
yeah,
a one-minute trailer.
Yeah.
But, like, also,
how do you not judge something off of just first looks at this
point? Even in pictures, I'm just like, she looks too innocent. I think that's just my biggest qualm with her, is like, she just looks too innocent to be in this role.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was great in X. Like, I think she fit her role perfectly in X.
Yeah, because she was the sweet little innocent church girl,
which is exactly what I see her as. I don't see her,
yes,
as Wednesday Addams.
No.
I don't know who I do see as Wednesday Addams, but she wouldn't have been my first choice. I'm so sorry.
No. We talk about the rest of the trailer.
Yep. Let's do it. I don't know where to start with it, so.
Yeah, a lot happens in the trailer.
A lot.
So,
this is the second time I've ever watched it, so.
So basically the trailer starts out where Wednesday is at, like, just like a normal high school. And there's, I guess the headmistress is doing the voiceover, and she says that this is going to be the 8th high school Wednesday's been at in the past 5 years. And I think she's gotten expelled from every single one of them. And the reason why she got expelled from this high school is because, I guess, the boys' polo team messes with Pugsley. And she says that she's the only one that's allowed to mess with Pugsley. And she releases piranhas in the pool.
Which, like, you shouldn't be moving to another school. You should be moving to a prison cell. But, like, whatever.
I guess there's no prisons in the Addams Family.
Apparently not.
Yeah, so then Morticia and Gomez are taking her to Nevermore Academy, which is apparently where Morticia and Gomez met. Which
give me
actually
that
literally
off.
Makes zero sense, because apparently Gomez is from Spain and then, like, moved. Oh my god, hi.
Is Nevermore Academy maybe in Spain, though?
Maybe. So.
Interesting.
Yes. And then,
but, like, you can't just tease me with, like, oh, when Morticia and Gomez met at Nevermore Academy, and not give me that spinoff.
I know, right?
Give me a young,
give me the prequel,
Gomez and Morticia story. That would sell so well.
Yes, it would.
Give me that. Alexi's currently being attacked by dogs.
Yes, I agree.
In a loving way. Yeah, we go to Nevermore Cabin. This is where we first, yeah, this is the first shot of Gomez and Morticia. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so nervous about it.
No, I am too.
I'm very nervous about it. I just keep getting nervous the more we talk about it.
First half of the trailer is basically her at her old school. And then the second half is her at Nevermore. And Nevermore, I don't know what about it. It still seems too happy for Wednesday. Especially because you see the blonde girl at first. And yes, I understand that blonde girls still can be scary too.
Yeah.
She's just way too peppy to be at Nevermore. Like, I expect dark individuals. And she's... Like, I'm expecting serving resting bitch face. And she's not serving resting bitch face.
Yeah. But yeah, because you're giving me like a scary boarding school, and that's not the vibe I'm getting.
No, definitely not.
There is one character. I don't know if she has a name.
She might be. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Let me find her in the trailer. Hold on.
But.
Apologies, folks. I'm trying to find her. There she is. She is who I kind of want to follow because she seems interesting. Her.
Yeah, no, she has a name. Hold on.
Like, her eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they are going supernatural because they all kind of got eyes. Also, he looks like Gomez.
He looks like a young Gomez.
He could be a young Gomez. I'm just saying. Just saying. Also, someone on YouTube said if they don't release this on Wednesdays, they've missed a huge...
Yes. I hope that's not daily. I mean, weekly. She has a name.
She does.
Her name is Bianca Barkley.
Okay, I'm excited for her. She seems interesting.
She does.
I'm more intrigued by her than the blonde girl.
Oh, yeah, no. Absolutely.
So.
The blonde girl reminds me of the one in, I don't know, once again, it's just Adam's Family or Adam's Family Values. And.
I need to rewatch it's like the both camp, of those before it's this the comes camp out.
Girl. Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, I could see like, that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she reminds me of the girl from camp.
I could see that.
Which is, like, makes zero sense because, like, she's supposed to be fucking scary and she's not giving me that.
I feel like this is reminding me of something else and I don't know what. Maybe it is the Umbrella Academy. Neither of us have seen that, though. But I think just from what I've seen clip-wise, that's what I'm getting. Wait. Is it a Nickelodeon show? House of Anubis? Is that what I'm thinking? Is that what House I'm of thinking Anubis. Of? Is that what I'm thinking of?
No.
No?
Maybe I was thinking more of a series of unfortunate events. But that still doesn't take place in the school.
I need to, like, look up just, like, shows that take place in a school.
Yes.
Shows that take place in a boarding school. Because there's, like, a very specific vibe that is just in my head.
Yes.
It's not the facts of life.
What?
It's not Zoe 101.
Oh, my God.
Okay, maybe I'm getting a bit of Harry Potter. Just, like, okay. Outside of it, I can see. I don't know.
I don't know either.
A little Twilight with that coloring.
Stop.
I need them to just be like, hold on tight, spider monkey. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. Facts of Life keeps popping up when you look up boarding school. And that is not this.
I love that.
That's what I want this to turn into, just a facts of life. Tim Burton style.
I love that.
That'd be actually the scariest thing I've ever seen.
But
they'd have Helena Bonham Carter as the house mother, and I really, that'd be so scary.
Stop.
Okay, where were we? We were talking about the blonde girl.
Yeah, well, okay, so she gets to the school, and the blonde girl's, like, the first one we see, and... Okay, so the reason why, like, Wednesday's going to the school is so that she can learn how to manage her, or, like, was it manage her powers, or how to use her powers? Yeah. Since when does Wednesday have the supernatural powers?
If she has powers at some point, and we're just missing this, let us know.
Yeah.
But I really don't remember that. At all. No. That being a thing in any of them, actually.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm looking it up. Does Wednesday Addams have powers?
I looked this up and I couldn't find it.
Alright, so I'm going with hard no. She just is good at being creepy.
What else happens in this trailer? Okay, so then basically from there, it just becomes this entire montage of things that are going to happen.
She's fencing at one point.
Yeah, which is an homage.
She's at a prom or a dance thing at some point doing some really weird ass dance.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I'm like, why does that dance seem familiar? It's, you know that episode of Friends where Phoebe is trying to seduce Chandler?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Then there's a Carrie reference, which I, of course, noticed immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where Miss Gwendolyn Christie is covered in blood at said dance, I assume.
Yeah. And then, apparently, maybe Wednesday will have a boyfriend. I got that vibe from the scene in the trailer where...
I mean, like, good for her, but it doesn't make sense.
For some reason, I feel like she has a crush in one of the movies.
I feel like it would be the summer camp then.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these movies in so long. Not in full, at least, because they're always on during Halloween.
Yeah. So, definitely we'll have to watch them again.
Yeah.
Also, did they still not release a date when these were being released?
No, it just says fall.
Which is, like, next month.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, I hate the line when they're like, you want to take a stab at? And she's like, I do like stabbing. I'm like, it just gives me an ick. I can't describe.
I feel like if Christina said it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Jenna, and to all the Jenna Ortega fans who might watch this and absolutely cancel me. I don't actually hate her.
No.
I'm not stuck on her in this role.
No, me either.
I don't know. I would have, did they ever release who, like, auditioned for the role? Because I'm just curious who else was in the running for this.
I don't think they did.
Because I can't really think of any other, like, young actresses who I think would fit this.
I also just expect Wednesday to be younger, but then again, she's also in high school, but also I think Christina should have been, like, in elementary school.
Yeah, Christina would have been, like, 11.
Yeah.
Because I think she was only 9 when she did Mermaids, and this was 2 years later.
I thought she was, like, 6 when she did Mermaids. She probably was.
I think she was young.
Yeah.
Maybe she was younger. I don't know. She's only 41 now, so... 2022 minus 41. 1981 is when she was born. So, yeah, she would have been, like, 8. When she did Mermaids.
Yes.
Interesting. What other notes do I have? Everything else we've pretty much said.
There's definitely a few more. You said the Piranhas was a Jaws reference.
Yeah, someone pointed that out. I'm just gonna do a quick, like, I'm gonna put the playback speed on, like, nothing as I go through the montage part, so we can kind of pick that apart. So there's the fencing scene, which you said is an homage.
Mm-hmm.
There's this little scene that I have to assume is a young Wednesday.
Yeah, I did see that.
That scene. I'm assuming that is going to go back to when they say there was some curse on the Addams family.
Oh, true.
It looks like there's a coffin there. I don't really understand, but it's fine. Then there's...
Well, they did have another son in the Addams Family Values.
Okay, it also kind of looks... It kind of looks like a nursery. It's like a rocking chair and a, like, weird-looking thing. Then, obviously... Oh, my God. What is his name? The hand. He has a name, correct? My brain is jumbled, man.
It's definitely not Cousin It, because Cousin It has the hair.
Yeah. Wow, we really did our research before this, if you couldn't tell.
Thing.
So anyway, he shows up, and he lights a match, and that sets the academy on fire. And then in Wednesday's Eye, it says, fire will rain.
Purple. I don't know why.
Purple rain. Yeah. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Me either.
But okay. Also, maybe something that's throwing me off about Wednesday. Did Christina have bangs?
No.
I don't think she did. So maybe that's another thing that's throwing me off about this. Maybe the bangs are making her look too innocent.
No, her hair was split down the middle, and just, like, it was, like, it might have been, like, curtain bangs, like, pulled back like this.
Okay.
Why does Jenna have bangs?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Maybe that's why she's looking too innocent to me, and I'm just not getting the vibe. But then there's, like, the Black Widow spider that pops up.
Yeah, which she has a pet.
So that's, like, an homage to the original.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't scrubbed through this in such little speeds. There's little moments. She's playing cello? I think it's a cello. Oh. It is a cello. Yes. On, like, the roof. Actually, I think this is kind of cool. There's, like, a stained glass window behind her, and one half is rainbow and one half is black. So I think that's kind of fun. It kind of shows, like, the two different sides, I guess. Then there's a scene here that looks very Riverdale to me, which maybe also makes me think of Brass.
Very Riverdale.
When they're going through the woods, I'm like, are they going to be yelling out Jughead? Then there's that dance scene that I talked about. And just tell me it isn't Phoebe Buffay, because...
No, it does.
Like, yeah. I also don't really get the
so weird
point behind that, but... Who's the man with the fire?
What man?
Or the man with the top hat, sorry. Hang on, let me pause it. Like, who do we think that is? Is he supposed to be, like...
Maybe that's Uncle Fester.
I was going to say, is he going to be Miss Uncle Fester? Excuse me, can you turn your head so I can see who you are?
Please let us know your guesses for who you think Uncle Fester will
be. Yeah, should we talk about that?
If it's not that one, I'm sorry.
I know. Should we talk about who we want it to be?
Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito or Stanley Tucci are my number one choice.
Yes.
Tell me they wouldn't fit so well. I would take, honestly... Yeah, I would take either of them. Then our next clip is Morticia. I just wanted to call her Catherine. Yeah, our next shot is Morticia throwing a rose at a cemetery. And I don't really know the point of that, but, like, I'm down if it means that she's going to get her own screen time.
We'll love it.
But, like, I also don't know who she would be throwing. Maybe she murders Gomez. Maybe Morticia has a killer instinct and that's where Wednesday got it. That's not going to happen, but, like...
No.
Listen, I'm not getting the whole they're in love thing, so.
No.
Yeah, that's the scene. It's very, very brief, so I don't know what that's going to be. It could also tie in probably to, like, the family secret and all
yeah.
that. Yeah, then it goes to Wednesday at, like, that dance thing, and there's blood dripping onto her face, and then it's the Carrie reference with the headmaster getting, mm-hmm. like, covered in blood. And then I believe that's the same blonde girl from the beginning, and she's, like, popping a tire on a school bus. And then it's Wednesday running through the woods, and then it's the end of the trailer. And she says, I think I'm going to love it here. And all I can think of in my head, I think I'm going to like it here.
In a room. Oh, I used to know the entire, I used to know, like, every song to Annie.
Because it's so good.
It is. That crush on Anne Rankin.
As you should. As you should. Yeah, that's the trailer.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about what were you going to talk about earlier?
Faster?
No, about how you hope they're all going to get enough screen time.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, if they're dropping, like, Wednesday off at boarding school, I'm nervous that, like,
how much Morticia and Gomez are actually going to be in it.
Yeah. Specifically just Morticia.
That's true. Also Pugsley, but, like,
yeah.
Morticia.
But, I mean, if they are doing, like, a family curse thing, like, I guess, like, they do have to bring the entire family. And also, like,
I'm almost wondering if it'll be, like, a mix of both storylines. So you have Wednesday at the boarding school, and then you have her parents and brother and everybody, like, at home.
Probably. And I'm sure the two will wind up intertwining in the end or something like that.
Because I don't think they would put so much effort into, like, finding Morticia and Gomez yeah. if they didn't intend to have them in here at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Catherine had to get paid. And they,
also, I was going to say, I'm like, she's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Don't think she's signing on for, like, a one-second cameo.
No.
Then again, she did High Fidelity, so. And she really
isn't. But to be fair, she probably had her kids by then, and, like, now her kids are all grown up, so.
Yeah, so she has the time now.
One just graduated college.
She looks so good for having a kid who just graduated college.
I know.
I love her. You know, Morticia was musical in the 90s version. I think we should have Catherine dance in this one.
If she fucking sings, I don't think you'll understand how much I'll fucking lose it.
I would die. And I died
the twice intro
song. On your behalf. I'm, oh my god, in her, like, smoky voice.
Yeah.
Oh. Snaps all around. Yeah, I need it. I need it more than I need air. Tim Burton, if you're watching this, like, I'm sure you are, please. I will wait longer if you add that in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You really need to just let us in the writer's room for some things.
I know.
We got ideas, man.
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
I'm
also curious now, is this going to be, like, more than a one season show?
I don't know. My gut says limited series, but I also, if
yeah.
really depends, I'm assuming, on audience reaction. And
I also assume on Jenna's schedule.
That's true. If she's gonna be the next Scream Queen, they gotta,
yeah,
she's probably booked and busy.
Yes, I mean,
she's got on, yeah, she's doing Scream,
yeah,
so
yeah. Wait, just super off topic, the reason Yellow Jacket is not coming out until 2023 now, because that one girl is currently filming Scream and not Yellow Jackets. I can't tell you that's true, but, like, that's the only guess.
Fine, I'll just go cry. It better come out in, like, January.
No, I think they said early 2023.
It better be. I will wait till March at the absolute latest.
I just realized we never did our Yellow Jackets episode.
Do you want to do that next week?
Sam, there's plenty of other shows that you said you were going to watch this week and have yet.
Alexi? I've been busy.
Well, soon you'll be unemployed.
Exactly. So I'm like, just wait. My last shift is Friday.
That's so sad.
No, it's really not.
It's a little sad.
Kind of. Sorry to
anyway. Remember to listen to the podcast. So
yeah, please listen to the podcast. It's going to be my new lifeline. Please and thank you. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with Tim Burton, clearly. Should we also talk about Uncle Fester? Because...
Yeah, I really just... We touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, never mind. My brain is...
Fried,
and I don't know why. There's just so much going on. Yeah, I need Stanley Tucci to come on. You know what? There's a reason Stanley Tucci has been, like, such a big name right now. It's because he's going to be Uncle Fester.
Stanley's definitely still in Italy.
Well.
Maybe they filmed in Italy.
They made it a secret. They didn't tell us who Uncle Fester is, so it's obviously Stanley Tucci.
Obviously.
Or Danny DeVito. I would pay such good money for Danny DeVito in this role.
Me too.
I love Danny DeVito. Other than that, I don't really know who else I would want to play Uncle Fester.
Me either.
Yeah. Oh my god, Tim Burton himself is Uncle Fester.
What does Tim Burton look like?
You've never seen Tim Burton.
I think this man is just like a mystery man. Like
Not at all what I thought he looked like. I don't know what I thought he looked like.
You know who Banksy is?
No.
Okay, Banksy is a political artist who no one knows who he is. His art just randomly starts popping up.
Oh, okay, I have heard of him.
Oh, he's in Ocean's 8. Remember the scene in the museum and they're like, Banksy had it struck again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is Tim Burton.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I can see it, but I also expect literally ghost white skin and black
hair. Yeah. I really don't know what I expected him to look like, but, it makes sense. It just works.
Yeah. No. Yeah, it does.
He also just seems like a really nice guy. Just from, from interviews I've seen, and it's just literally because I watched Winona give him his Hollywood Walk of Fame star or whatever, but still.
It's cute.
It's very cute. Yeah, so Tim Burton, I only have one bone to pick with you, and it's that you didn't put Winona Ryder in this. It's fine. Oh my god! Have you ever seen her bald? Because there's a clip.
I don't want to see it. You know I'm already scared of her.
Yes, you do. Hold
on. No, I don't.
I will find it. Oh, my internet history is so interesting. Winona Ryder bald. And with a candlestick in her head.
I know you've never seen Coneheads, but she would have really fit well in Coneheads.
Stop, you're so right. Yeah, she could be Uncle Fester, I'm down with that. But since she's not in this, he just needs to give us Beetlejuice 2. And soon.
You don't like Beetlejuice.
But I will watch a sequel.
Okay, fair.
I didn't hate it. I'm gonna give it another try when the spooky vibes are here.
Just weren't, wasn't what
you expected. I watched it in July of a blistering summer. The vibes were not strong, and it definitely wasn't what I thought vibes. It was. I thought it was gonna be about Beetlejuice, and it was not enough Beetlejuice for a movie called Beetlejuice. But we already had that discussion. Go watch our video of movies we'll never... Or wait, no. I did say I'd watch that again. I don't know what episode we talked about it in. Oh, movies Roasting movies. Our Friends.
Oh, favorite movies, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I have anything else to say about...
No, I really think that's it. I mean, I'm sure, when the show actually drops, we'll review that.
Yeah.
Because... We, just low-key shit on the entire show from a two-minute trailer.
What did you expect? We are the worst people to have a podcast because we hate everything.
Excuse me, there's some stuff that we like. I mean, we could have interviewed.
Are you gonna say Water? Oh, I was going to say we could have reviewed the Monarch trailer because holy shit.
Yeah, we could have, but we could have reviewed other shows that I'm actually liking right now.
Okay, listen, listen, you can do the podcast by yourself then. Have fun editing, bitch.
I would literally just, like, upload it. So, like, maybe next week we'll, like, actually record the characters yes. for, like, that we've been saying we're doing.
Oh, podcasts. Yeah, I was going to say, or I can watch Paper Girls. If you guys want Paper Girls, let us know.
No, you need to watch Paper Girls. I don't care.
I know. I'm going to. I'm just saying.
If they... mean our general audience.
Oh, okay.
I'm on episode 7. It's fucking wild.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
I also love children, apparently. Thank you, Paper Girls, for making me realize
that. I love it.
Or Sam can watch A League of Their Own, and I can just literally sit here and just, Sam, shut up, and I can just talk about Gretchen. No, Gretchen.
Listen, I think...
Gretchen.
I know I need to watch both of those. But I've just finally got back into the X-Files and I'm actually, like, watching it. And that's been rare lately, so.
Sin? Lesbians? The X-Files?
But, like, super slow burn way they just, like, make little, like, comments to each other and little touches and then kind of kill me.
Closeted lesbian who's married to a
That's true.
A women whore.
Isn't it a coach too? I saw a fan cam. I watched a fan cam.
She becomes the coach because the coach leaves, which the coach is Nick Offerman, and I was expecting him to be there for the entire series, and he was there for like maybe 3 episodes.
Oh.
Not playing.
If you hear the dog in the background, just. Ignore it. This episode is a hot mess.
It's
watch. It'll be the one. It'll be the one that has the most views too.
Stop.
Yeah, I don't really think there's anything else we had to.
No. So basically, moral of the story. We don't know what we're recording next week, and Wednesday seems okay.
It seems something I'm open-minded to, but.
Yeah.
I'm more open-minded to it for Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Absolutely. I'm more...
Yeah.
I'm
and more. The potential of Danny DeVito and Stanley Tucci coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say, tell us what you want us to record next week, but our audience feedback is not great. So, I mean, let us know, but you won't, so it's fine.
Okay.
So. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.